This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is offering a cover crop cost share program for producers in the county. Resource conservationist Cord Louie says the sign-up period runs through mid-July and is available for anyone who has an interest in planting cover crops on their acres.
We're really excited to go ahead and sort of proceed with this cost share program for cover crops. It's $20 an acre on a maximum of 40 acres. And so what we're really trying to do is just get people to adopt an experimental concept when it comes to cover crops. And so if you have any sort of questions or concepts or just, you know, you just want to try cover crops, but you don't want to sink all of your money into something that may or may not turn out. This is sort of the program for you. We want you to come in. We want you to sign up some acres. And this is really all about you. It's just a flat $20 an acre. So if you've heard your neighbors or a family friend or whoever has, you know, well, I've tried this cover crop routine and I really want to try that, we'll you can go ahead and try that, or you can try something that, you know, either you've looked into yourself or we are attempting to sort of work on some bundles that people may be interested in, but just due to my sort of lack of experience, if you will, when it comes to cover crops, typically we'll have somebody there that will be able to help you.
Sure. Awesome. Well, this is being offered for a limited time, so there is a certain time frame that people need to get signed up, correct?
That is correct. So we're running the sign up July 1st through July 15th, and it's a first come, first serve basis. That being said, we have roughly about $5,000 that we're working with. So it is one of those things where if all of our money isn't spent within those first 15 days, we will continue the sign up further out. It will still be a first come, first serve basis. So if you were the first one to sign up, you're guaranteed your cost share money. And then during the second sign up, if need be, the funds will be available until they dry up.
And I think there are some details about when those cover crops need to be planted, a certain time frame or.
So that's sort of addressed as a need be basis. Whenever you come into the office, it'll just depend on what you decide you want to do. It is sort of a stipulation of coming in and signing up that eventually later on in the fall, we would love to have a cover crop meeting. And so it's sort of one of those things where we discussed having a meeting at the end of July, but it was one of those things where we decided it would be best if we had a field visit. It's easy to set up a meeting and have a farmer panel and have a couple people come and discuss the logistics and the economics of it, but it's something else entirely to have those and then also have a field visit and say, this is what this producer planted, these are the benefits, or maybe, you know, in some cases, you know, the downsides that they're dealing with because they planted their cover crop. So it's a lot easier to sort of, I know most farmers are sort of hands-on, and it's a lot easier to walk out there in the field and see what's going on and address concerns and issues out there than it is to sit there in a room and just sort of, well, I can't see anything, so I don't know if I have any questions yet or not.
Right, so not only trying something new if you do want to try planting these cover crops on your acres, but also an educational opportunity for people that didn't plant them. If they want to come out and visit the field day, they could do that too, right?
Absolutely, yes. This is not just for people who came and signed up. We want everybody to be a part of this. If you have even a remote interest in cover crops, we would love for you to come out and love for you to see the benefits of it and, you know, address some of the concerns that you may have. And we'll definitely work on setting up the cover crop meeting a little later on. Like I said, as part of a plan, you know, if you come in and sign up your acreage, you sort of volunteer your farm so that we can come out and look at your setup and look at how you utilize cover crops.
Well, sounds like a great program and one of many, I think, that Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District offers. And you've been having some issues with that. I think who's not in the state of Illinois right now with our budget issues? Funding is limited for everybody. And I think that's something that you're concerned about and have been, the district has been, for a while now.
Yes. So as anybody who lives in Illinois knows, we're no stranger to budget woes. And so it's one of those things that as much as this is an effort to put conservation on the ground, because that's what we are with a soil and water conservation district, we want to be able to put that stuff on the ground. it's also an effort to show our legislators on both sides, who we've got pushback from before, to say that they'll come to us, and when we ask for money, they'll just sort of simply say, well, we're not entirely sure what conservation districts do. So this is something for us to be able to take back to them and say, this is what we do with the funds that you give us. It's not just paying people sitting in an office. It's helping farmers put cover crops on the ground. And in some instances, a lot of times what we're dealing with is that, you know, these people live in watersheds who their farms maybe haphazardly sort of drain into Lake Glen Shoals or into Lake Lou Yeager, not necessarily directly, but it is something that all water runs downhill. That's the basic premise of it. So it may end up in these. So it's an effort to say, hey, we're putting something on the ground to avoid nutrient runoff or to avoid sedimentation, as much as it is, you know, soil health and just making sure that farmers are educated to the best of their abilities to protect the soil that they have been farming for years.
Well, it definitely sounds like you're working on good things, and the things that you do implement through the district obviously are a benefit to the environment and farmers. So, Cord, I'll ask, you know, what is funding like now? I mean, are you still able to operate like you usually would? I know you're pretty new to the position. I mean, is there fear that we're not going to have any funding, or you know, what's the environment like right now?
So it's pretty tumultuous. It's one of those things that I've been on both sides of it since I've been here. There have been ups and there have been downs. There have been budgets which haven't given us any funding, and then we recently got information about a budget that gives conservation districts statewide about $13.5 million, which is about $8.5 million more than we received with the last stopgap budget. The issue that we sort of run into is that the $5 million is great, and it does give us money to operate on, but it's not all the money that we need. It's so the $13.5 million in the new Senate Bill 6, Amendment 1 is actually what, if anybody decides they want to go out and sort of support the conservation districts, you can call your legislators, and it would be SB 6, Amendment 1. And so it's one of those things that this $13.5 million gives us our funding. It gives us a lot of money to do more cost-share programs, which is what we want to do. Ideally, we'd love to do more than cover crops. We'd love to say, we've got a farmer out here who needs terraces, or, you know, he needs to put in a waterway, but he just can't afford to do it by himself. We'd love to be able to offer cost share on that and say, hey, you can't afford to do this. We recognize that these are expensive structures to put in. Come in and talk to us, and so now that we have more cost share money, we can help you implement that. Now, obviously, it won't be 100% coverage, but it is something that, again, we want to put conservation on the ground. That's our job, my job as a resource conservationist, so it's a lot easier when I can say, as a resource conservationist, this is what I've done. So, I'm wholeheartedly hoping that our legislators on both sides of the aisle can work together and get us some more funding so that we can do some more cost share programs for the people of Montgomery County.
Well, we wish you and everyone else involved in the conservation arena in Illinois the best, and I hope that that comes through for you guys so you can keep offering these programs. Cord, if you don't mind, a little more detail again about the cover crop cost share program, how people can get signed up, and the dates to do so.
So, again, the running dates are through the 1st through the 15th of July. There will be an extension if need be, assuming we don't go through the funds that we have allocated. Just come into the office. Our address is 1621 Vandalia Road in Hillsboro. It's the USDA office there, if people know where that's at. And just come in and talk to Melissa or myself. We've got it set up. We've got a form. You just come in. You tell us how many acres you want to enroll. We'll get a map printed off so that you can show us where the farm is exactly. And like I said, it's just sort of one of those things. There is a 40-acre max, and it's $20 an acre. And it's just a flat rate. We just give you the money, and then you implement – well, we don't give you the money. You'll implement everything, and then what you'll do is you'll come in and submit your bills to us, and then we will give you the cost share based on what you have existing in your fields. And if you just come into the office, we can help you get the ball rolling on everything.
Resource conservationist for the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District, Cord Louie. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.